Time is running out for the Mercy Biodiversity Center. The federal government announced a year and a half ago that it would close the fish hatchery. The Atlantic Salmon Federation is appealing to the government to let private groups run the facility. Lewis Hinks is director of programs in Nova Scotia for the Atlantic Salmon Federation.
Good morning, Mr. Hinks.
Good morning, Don. How are you this morning?
Fine, thank you very much. Remind us of what the Mercy Biodiversity Center does.
Well, Mercy Biodiversity Center, you know, in a former life, or not life, but it previously was called a hatchery. And what it does is it raises salmon, and in this facility, the endangered Atlantic whitefish, to preserve the stock and preserve the genetic makeup for rivers in the southern upland area of Nova Scotia.
How big a facility? How many people work there?
I think there's, at its peak, including part-timers, probably 7 to 10 in that area, but I think it's 5 full-time staff.
And it is still functioning as a hatchery. It is still providing those whitefish to those rivers which need them.
No. The fish have been taken off the site. All the salmon and trout have been taken off the site earlier this year. And the government is in the process of dismantling the facility right now.
So essentially there's nothing going on there.
Either a whole lot of nothing of the good stuff or a whole lot of bad stuff, because they're starting to take the equipment off. All the lab equipment is gone, I understand. I believe some buildings were removed last week, or at least started to be removed last week. And the plan is to fill in the ponds that are outside and to block off the pipes coming from the water supply into the facility.
So is this kind of, that sounds like this is a done deal. There's not very much you can do about this.
Well, what we're asking, we've got a group put together, a group is formed, the Mersey Biodiversity Facility Supporter Society, a bit of a mouthful, but a group of concerned citizens came together and said, you know, the southern upland area, and for your listeners, the southern upland is that area of Nova Scotia south of a line from Digby to Cancel, so anywhere south of there. 65 rivers in that area. They've just been listed or assessed as endangered by the Committee of the Status Endangered Wildlife in Canada, and we are in the process of deciding whether or not these fish would be listed under the Species at Risk Act. So if they are listed, we will need some sort of plan and ability to initiate a recovery plan for these fish, or at the very least, preserving the specific genetic makeup of the various rivers on the area. And that facility would be perfect for that, or a facility would be perfect for that, but Mersey's there, and it's operating, and the skills are there, and everything could be there. So what we're asking the government to do is just put the brakes on this for a while. Just give us time as a non-government group to find the resources, and we believe we can get the resources to operate this facility outside of government funds, but let us operate. But give us some help in finding that time, putting the business plan together, which actually it's complete, but we need some official sanctioning from government in order to do so, and that seems not to be forthcoming.
What, when you ask them to do that, or you ask them to allow you to do that, what do they say?
Not too much, actually. They say the facility is shut down because of budgetary concerns, we are proceeding, and that's it. I mean, now the owner of the property is actually Nova Scotia Power. So the government actually leases the land from Nova Scotia Power and operates the facility on there. They seem a little more willing to play ball with us as opposed to the federal government. And so we think we have a chance if we can get the federal government to work with us a bit. And they've said in their Wild Atlantic Salmon Conservation Policy of 2009 and in their recent changes to the Federal Fisheries Act that they want to encourage partnerships, work together with local groups for the betterment of these fisheries. And we think this is possible. This is a great partnership.
When you say we, who's involved?
Well, there's the Medway River Salmon Association, the Queens County Fish and Game, the Nova Scotia Salmon Association, river groups and other NGO groups along the shore of Nova Scotia.
When you look at what would be required, what would be an annual budget for a facility like that to continue to do the job that it has been doing?
Well, if we stay with the government funds, government, I believe their funding resources was around $400,000 a year, but as NGOs, we think we can probably run it for less. Still significant money, and it's going to be difficult to raise, but we have a lot of people very interested in this. And the Atlantic whitefish is you know, there's no other place that they exist in the wild except for the Petite Riviere, and a number have been taken to a lake outside Dartmouth as a sort of a gene bank. But those fish are in really desperate shape, and Mersey was the place where the techniques and technologies were developed to keep these fish in captivity and to preserve the stocks.
Louis, we only have 30 seconds left. Is there a time frame, you know, are there time constraints under which you're operating?
Yeah, there are. I mean, the government, my understanding is the government intends to have this done deal by early spring of 2014. Nova Scotia Power has indicated, you know, we've got until early in January to get some more of the pieces of the puzzle in place. We're not at the end of the game, but we're certainly late in the third period.
Yeah. We'll check with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Louis Hinks is Nova Scotia Director of Programs for the Atlantic Salmon Federation.